I think it's a positive first step. I think clearly as a club, they have a lot of work to do to repair damaged relationships, to rebuild trust. You know, they're a community club, and community clubs rely on a whole host of other things other than just the players on the pitch for the 90 minutes. They rely on their staff, their volunteers, and the wider backing of their community. So they have a lot of work to do, but you know, I think it's a first step and positive to hear. What can we salvage from this? Well, Val McDermid, Tyler Ratchey, who said that she was going to, you know, resign her position from the women's club, have had overwhelming responses of solidarity and support. And that, to me, shows and signals that society is changing and moving. It also shows to me that going forward, perhaps this is a chance for men's clubs across the whole of the country to really get behind their women's teams and to really give them the respect that they deserve. From events like these, you have to think, how do we move forward and how do we use moments like this to move forward in a positive way? And for me, I do hope it gives people the chance to think about the women's teams that are associated to their clubs. Sometimes we have women's teams that are, they are fully included within the men's infrastructure. We have women's teams that are part of community trusts, and we have women's clubs that are only in badge and name only associated with the club. So I think this hopefully gives us a chance then to really have a good think about how we support and respect women's football going forward, and hopefully this signals a chance to drive forward the improvement that we've long called for. My understanding is that the club, the women's club and the women's team, are really thinking and have been thinking quite critically about what they do going forward. I know that they've been overwhelmed by support and solidarity, and that's good. A number of these women's clubs are run by volunteers, so this whole experience will have been hugely overwhelming for them. It won't be something that they are used to have this intense spotlight thrust upon them through a decision that wasn't of their making. They probably will need a bit of time, a bit of space to think about how they proceed going forward. But like I say, let's hope that we can use this as a chance for all women's clubs across the country to get the support and respect that they deserve. You know, they're playing a sport we all love, and let's use this to make things better. We should be using sport as a way to promote positive messages. You know, I was always really very concerned about the message that this sent, the signal that this sent around the decision to from Raith Rovers Club about the signing, what that said to society, what it said to women in particular, and the potentially very negative consequences this could have on young fans in particular. So again, what can we take from this going forward in a positive sense? My hope is that this sends a signal that society doesn't want to see violence against women accepted, and that gives us a chance now to really boost the profile, work towards improving and supporting and improving women's football across the country.